we just happen to bump into a couple famous guys. At least one. Andre Moose DuPont. All right? I don't know about the other guy, but I know that Andre Moose DuPont, who I haven't seen in forever, who looks outrageous. Dude, you shake his hands? Shake his hands. You see, you can tell he's still got an incredible grip. And, of course, one of our favorites. We love him. Love him to death. The Hound, Bob Kelly. Hound, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Are you nuts? It's great to see you. You guys look fantastic. Look better than Bob.
These things work as a cheap equipment, right? I don't need them?
All right. No, you don't need them.
All right, great.
We got a big enough mouth. Don't worry about it.
Perfect. That's the South Philly part.
So you brought Moose down here.
Yeah, we're here for our fantasy camp, and this is our third year at the Tropicana. They do an outstanding job for us. We got Jim Jackson up there. They got Joe James here for the food. So that's our J&J out of the Trop here.
Oh, look at that.
And Jim Hooks is up. Great rooms, great service. The guys get in and out, and we have an absolute blast here at the Trop. You can't burn the Trop out. Great restaurants. You got the Chelsea now, pool.
Yeah, how about the pool deck? Is
and
that cool?
Nighttime at midnight here, it's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy.
It is.
I can walk the streets.
And it's like, and you know, that's Bob. That's Hal. Hal loves crazy. That's what he's about, man. That's right. Let's face it. So, but this is really cool. I love the idea of doing this fantasy camp. And so, this is the third year you've been. You do it right at the Skate Zone. Yeah. Which is right, really, literally around the corner, 5 minutes away near the Atlantic City Airport.
Yeah, this is our fourth year doing it. I have 64 players coming in from all over North America. I got 8 great coaches, as always. I got the old trainers from the Flyers. Sudsy's in town.
Yeah, Sudsy Selemeyer.
Sudsy's here. Turk Evers is here. You know, the Lindros connection there. And, you know, we made a $2 million pledge to Snyder Hockey to build a new Edward M. Snyder rink. So this is we use part of the money to go towards that. We do our Flyers charity golf outing every year at DuPont. We have like 60 foursomes every year there, and then we bring in about 50, 60 alumni. We have the charity bike ride that Brad Marsh puts on from the same. So we're always out there raising money, and we give to different charities. But the main focus is getting the pledge done. I mean, we can build the rink tomorrow if we want to. So we're really happy about that. And the participation from the guys is outstanding. Keith Jones is showing up today. Billy Barber.
Jonesy,
Billy Barber, Breer, Howe, Lappy.
What about Frankie the Animal?
No.
No Frankie?
No Frank. That's my adopted son, so go easy on him.
That's my boy.
Yeah, he's a good man.
I was with him, I don't know, two weeks ago.
He's the concrete man. He's the concrete king.
He is the concrete king. Well, you got Moose. Andre, how are you, man?
Really good, buddy.
What have you been up to? Living in Montreal?
Yeah, I still, when I left here, when I got traded, actually, from the Flyers to Quebec. Then I moved back to.
He's still a ball breaker.
I know. He won't change any. When I moved back, then I moved back home, actually, in Trois-Rivières there, where I started coaching and all. And I've been living there since then. I mean, it's been 35 years or so.
Wow, that's great. You look fantastic, man. Thank you very much,
yeah.
Dude, but it's Moose.
Because my friend Muttley here, he keeps me in good shape. He keeps me going all the time. But, I mean, it's fun to be here, and especially at this beautiful Tropicana. It's just great to be here.
So you're playing in the camps? Like, what do you do in the fantasy camp?
I'm one of the coaches. I'll be coaching, actually, with Mark Howe.
Wow, you and Mark Howe! Yeah,
I mean,
two.
I'm the guy that's going to be running the finesse part of the game there on our team. But that's what it is. We're having fun. All the guys coming down are enjoying themselves, and so are we.
Yeah. Now, do you teach the campers, you teach them to shuffle?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm having trouble with the shuffle myself right now. But I got some of the younger guys that want to try it, and then I'll teach them, you know.
That's awesome.
Like, these guys are responsible for two of the biggest shots in Flyers history.
In the history of the franchise.
Like, and people might not realize, like, Moose took the shot, McLeish tipped it in, they beat Boston 1-0, win the first Stanley Cup. Next year, go up to Buffalo, game 6, I believe it was? Yeah. Right, yeah. And Bob scores the game winner. And they wind up winning the two Stanley Cups. You know, those are two of the biggest shots, the two biggest shots in the history of this franchise. And these two are sitting right here.
It's amazing.
Miracles do happen.
Oh, my God. No one used to throw a flurry of punches like the Hound. Like, the punch per second Like, the, you know how many punches per minute he would throw? Like, because you could, you have certain guys that would, they would throw, like, they'd throw a heavy punch, it would take a while, you used to have a flurry of punches.
Well, I was well rested. Freddie didn't use me much, so I had lots of energy when I was out there.
So who's coming? Who else is coming to the camp? We're like, tell us the itinerary.
Well, we start off tonight. The guys will start checking in at the rink later today around 2 o'clock, and then they'll come over and check in here. And then top of the trop, beautiful view, outstanding food. That's when all the players have all the information right now. They're coming out, so they'll get, they know their coaches who's going to coach them, so they'll come in, they'll mingle, we hang out. And then we have some surprises for people. Like I said, they're coming in from all over. And then they start off with a practice tomorrow morning so we can see what we have. And players, we have a few kids in the mid, late 20s. And then most of the guys are, you know, kind of like your age, you know, the 40s, 50s, right, 60 guys out there. So casual contact, no body, no hitting. So we run a practice, kind of get the lines together. Lappy goes crazy because nobody understands his French. They don't know what an F1, F3, D2 are. So, you know, that plays a little havoc on
so
them.
So are we.
So, anyways, and then we have a game tomorrow, and then we have a place here I can't disclose, but we're going to have a wild Hawaiian party. And
oh my God, worthwhile. Nobody parties. Seriously, no, there's no party like a Flyer party. Yeah. Hockey parties are the greatest parties ever.
Yeah, and then we have, then they'll play two games on Sunday, and then that'll follow up with a dinner here at the party room. Do a great job. We have about 90 people. Homer was showing up, and a lot of all of our sponsors will be here. Toyota, huge sponsor for the Flyers alumni and all the different events we do. So that'll happen Sunday night, kind of a farewell dinner. Food top notch, surf and turf, chicken parm, vegan, whatever you need, man. That's for the healthy guys.
Is Moose a vegan?
No, I'm more of a hamburger guy. I had steak last night, somebody else was buying.
But everything is good to eat here. I mean, everything.
Yes. That's the truth.
And then Monday they play their championship or consolation games, and they go home. And, of course, we've got the great Carey Fraser making the rounds here. He's coming in to referee all games and be part of the show. Lou Nolan's our announcer. He's doing all
cool.
The stuff. So really good crew. And it's great because the guys get to kind of, like, relax right before training camp starts and all that. And Danny Breer, obviously, he's the CEO for the Maine Mariners up there, the East Coast Hockey League team. And he's just been a super guy for us and the alumni. So it's awesome to be with all these guys.
Well, you guys do such a great work. In the people love it. They do. They love. And you guys are always there playing games and being a part of the community just like you always were.
Well, you know what? Sorely missed Mr. Snyder. It all started from him. I mean, he taught us what it was like to... He was the first suit most of us ever met, and you know, he taught us to give back, be involved in the community, help out, go what you can do, and it's important that the Flyers are out there doing good stuff and having awareness out there. I mean, the game has changed, the players have changed, but the attitude's still the same. It's about giving back to the people, and I mean, without fans, you got an empty building, and someone's had the opportunity to get traded or moved when we were younger, but who wants to play in a building with, you know, 10,000, 12,000 people when you're used to 17,000, 18,000 people cheering you? I mean, it's all about the fans.
No, and look, you always had Flyer family, man. That was always what Ed said. It was the Flyer family, and to this day, you guys keep that spirit alive.
We talk about that all the time, man, how players always, like a lot of players, stay here. Well, it started with these guys. It really did. It started with those 70s Flyers with Clark opening a gym in Cherry Hill and these guys hanging around and, like, the community, they have the Watsons staying around. Like, their community, I think, taught following teams, whether it was Flyers, Eagles, Sixers, Phillies, That staying here is really beneficial, and these guys are the ones that started it.
Boys, you guys are the best, man. Hal, we love you, man. You know that.
Number one, they didn't want us to come back to Canada, so we were stuck here.
You weren't allowed.
Secondly, you know, we got embedded in the community. You know, we all played 6, 8, 10 years together, which you don't last that long anymore. So your kids get in school, you got great areas to live in and stuff like that. So you get embedded in the community. And quite frankly, I got shipped to Washington. I wasn't staying in Washington.
Nah.
I never sold my house. I'm coming back here. This is my blood. And like I said, you kind of grow out of where you go home and visit your friends, but it's not the same as when you left. So that's how we end up staying here. But the kids today, 3 years, boom, they're in, they're out, they're gone, they've taken their money, they're done. But, you know, we're still around here. And you know, our kids are grown and got kids, and you know, and our youngest kids are like 44, 45. So, you know,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Dad, listen, thanks for everything. You know what I mean, Dad? Moose, great to see you, brother.
Same here.
You look great,
always
man.
Always a pleasure to come back.
You're the man, Moose. You know. Everybody still loves you, brother. You know that.
Thank you.
There he is.
Moose and Hound.
Moose and Hound. That's right. Bob Kelly, Andre DuPont. They do great work. Hey, real quick, Hound, is there a website? People want to get involved and do one of the fantasy camps. What's the best way to do it?
Just go on the Flyer website. For next year, if we do it, you just go on the Flyer website under community, and you'll see all the different events that we hold and host. I mean, we do a lot with the Ronald McDonald House. We took over the Wings of Steel. We took over wheelchair paraplegic and wheelchairs and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
So we took over a lot of different things, and like I said, we're just out there trying to help all kinds of different stuff.
Good man, brother. Yep. Thank you.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for having us. You guys sound great.
We love you. Good. The great Bob Kelly, Andre DuPont.